Cy Loon, biography. Paper. Studies estimate that Americans use 85 tons of it each year. It's hard to imagine our lives without it. Luckily, we don't have to. That's because of the inventiveness, many believe, of a Chinese man who lived almost 2,000 years ago. Born in central China in 62 CE, Cy Loon supposedly joined the court of the Chinese emperor after completing his education. He was well-liked and was soon appointed the emperor's inspector of weapons. That role led to an encounter with the Dowager Empress Ting, who believed in Cy's potential. He then had to contact the Dowager Empress for the necessary financial backing, as well as her important political influence. The Empress's support may explain why Cy Loon devoted years to creating paper. Before paper existed, people scratched symbols onto bones or drew on wet clay tablets. In Egypt, they wrote on slices of papyrus plant. In China and Japan, they painted on silk to correspond or communicate in writing. Cy Loon created a new kind of writing surface. It was so light, strong, and easy to make that it changed the world. How did Cy Loon make paper? He mixed old rags, fishing nets, and the bark portion of mulberry trees, bamboo, and other plant materials together with water. He pounded the mix into a wet pulp, placed it in molds, and let it dry. What remained was a thin layer of dense fiber. Paper! It's accurate to say that the process of making paper today, while not identical to Cy Loon's method, is very similar. Whether making paper by hand or on a huge machine, you still compile similar materials, mash them together, and let the liquids dry. Although we know only a minimal amount about Cy Loon, we know he died in 121 CE. As Chinese papermaking methods spread around the world, so did reading and writing. Paper is considered one of the great inventions of the world. It's no wonder that many in China consider Cy Loon an important folk hero.